So, we heard a pretty exciting story about Paul and Silas and their friends today. So, Paul and his friends were going around preaching, and there was a young woman who was following them who was disturbed by a spirit, and people made use of this for their own profit, their own gain. They were making money by getting her to do fortune telling. And so they weren't very happy when Paul healed her and she couldn't tell fortunes anymore because they lost a lot of money. And then what happened? They said not nice things about Paul and Silas, which may or may not have been kind of true, but got them beaten up and thrown in prison. How do you think they felt about that? It's pretty scary. Has anything really scary ever happened to you? What about first day of school? Was that a bit scary? Yes. Going into a strange place where you didn't maybe know everybody. The thing about being a Christian is it can be hard work because we've got a job to do, which is to tell people about Jesus, but also to live lives that show people what Jesus is like. And sometimes that means standing up for people who can't stand up for themselves, like that young woman, even if it means we might get some powerful people pretty angry. Now, do you think Jesus promised his followers that nothing bad would ever happen to them? No. He didn't promise us that. Would that he had. But what Jesus did promise was that he would always be with us. And so something bad happened to Paul and Silas. They got beaten up and thrown in prison. That's just about as bad as it gets. But they knew that God was with them even in the darkest place, even when they were hurting and afraid. And so do you remember in the story, did you hear how they responded? Did you know what they were doing in prison? Anybody out there, were you paying attention? What were they doing in prison? Praying and singing hymns, that's right. They were doing church in prison. And a miracle happened. Now, we might not always get an earthquake when we sing hymns and pray. But they did. But then what happened next? They were set free, but they didn't run away. So they knew that God was with them, and God was looking after them and being there in the midst of their trouble. And what happened next, how they responded, changed somebody else's life. Because when the jailer came out, he thought all his prisoners had escaped, and that was it for him. But Paul said, no, we've all stayed. And he thought, who does that? Who gets the chance to break out of prison and stays put and convinces the other prisoners to stay put too? And at that moment, he thought, there is something in what these men are saying. There is something to this faith that they're teaching. So when we as Christians find ourselves in a tricky situation, how we respond with honesty and integrity shows other people what Jesus is like and what being a Christian is like, and can lead them to becoming one of those people that Jesus talked about in his prayer, the ones who will believe because they've met Jesus' followers. So that's our big task, is through our lives, even when times are tough, to remember that God is with us even in the darkest, scariest, most painful moment, and to rejoice in being with God. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be frightened or maybe even angry, because God knows what our human feelings are like. But to rejoice that God still loves us and is with us, and to show that truth to other people so that they too might come to believe. Thank you for helping with my sermon. Amen.